UW-Milwaukee officials on Monday explained details of a new buyout offer for employees. The plan encourages faculty and staff who are close to retirement to leave early. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, the campus is looking for savings ahead of steep cuts in state aid.
At a campus meeting Monday, UWM administrators sat at a long conference table while PowerPoint slides flashed behind them on a huge screen. They painted a dire picture for the Milwaukee campus. It stands to lose as much as $40 million in state aid over the next 2 years if lawmakers approve Governor Walker's budget. One way UWM is looking to deal with the shortfall is through a buyout program. Chancellor Mark Mone says the university will offer the deal to about 300 of its 4,500 employees.
We anticipate, depending on eligibility and how many people would accept that, that we may save some small number of dollars in terms of the scale of the cut, so $1.5 million or $2 million.
Faculty and staff who are 65 or older with at least 5 years of service, or those who are at least 57 with 30 years of service, will qualify. Those accepted will get a one-time payment of half their base salary. Deans and division heads will decide if their departments will take part, so it's unclear exactly how many people will leave. During the Q&A part of Monday's meeting, psychology professor John Moore stepped to the mic and asked how the buyouts would impact the faculty left behind.
It seems to me that the implication is that class sizes are going to increase for the survivors. And so those of us who might be in the retirement window are now faced with a choice of, do we accept this or do we visit a certain increase in class sizes on our colleagues?
UWM Vice Chancellor Robin Van Harpen responded that such a question is part of the criteria deans will consider when deciding whether to take part. Van Harpen leads a campus task force that's working on how to manage the likely shortfall. For the 2015-2016 fiscal year, the group also recommends using some reserves and asking campus units to cut spending. Van Harpen says the approach will forestall perhaps more painful fixes the following year.
It would allow us to take time with campus-wide personnel decisions, especially layoffs, and if possible, avoid or defer on furloughs, as this overall would contribute even further to negative morale on campus.
She also reminded those in attendance that even if legislators reduce Governor Walker's proposed cut, UWM still faces a structural deficit.
We would likely need to take some dramatic actions to achieve a sustainable future, even if the cut is less. So the Budget Planning Task Force knows that this work must happen regardless, and we will keep working on this until we have in hand a sustainable plan for the future.
One student spoke at the meeting, a sophomore majoring in pharmacy. He's from out of state, so his tuition is set to go up 2.5% next year under UWM's money-saving plan.
I don't want to experience the burden of paying that extra amount of money. So my question is, what are some methods to help us ease through that process?
The UWM officials told the student to check in with the financial aid office to get help finding scholarships. Provost Johannes Britz also placed blame at the feet of elected officials who've cut aid to higher education in recent years.
We are sensitive to tuition for students, just philosophically, to say, you know, we want to make it affordable as a public institution. But then there's the expectation, of course, that the public good will support public education, which doesn't always happen.
As for the buyouts, UWM will become the fifth UW campus to offer them this spring. Eligible employees must apply for the program by May 22nd and leave the university between August of this year and January 31st, 2016. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.